And good morning and welcome to Biz Talk. You're back at it with another session of Biz Talk on WHBY 1150 AM radio in Appleton, Wisconsin. My name's Tony Bush. I'm going solo this morning. Our guest host, or my co-host, Jim Rossetti, is out on a gig. But I want to welcome you to our program this morning. And if you're listening in, put on your seatbelts and hang on, because we have a great show this morning. We're going to be doing a lot of innovating. Cheryl Perkins is our guest, and she's accompanied by Jeff Lindsay. They both work at a company named Innovation Edge. And if you want to get creative and you want to ask questions, tune in, because we're going to be doing that this morning. Before we get into the program, I would just like to remind you that the program is produced each week by the SCORE chapter here in Appleton. Our SCORE chapter is headquartered at the, it's located at the Chamber of Commerce building in downtown Appleton, and we have 60 counselors stretching from Appleton down to Fond du Lac. We cover an 8-county area. And if you're interested in getting some assistance on either starting a company or growing a company or fixing a problem, contact the SCORE chapter, because we have experts in many, many disciplines. Excuse me. Manufacturing, retail, production, banking, legal, HR, IT, and it's all free. We offer this service free because we're affiliated with the Small Business Administration, and there's a national organization called SCORE, and we're part of it. You can find out more about the SCORE chapter at scorefoxcities.com. Go to the website, read about us, and if you'd like to schedule a session, request a counseling session, just fill out the application online, hit the submit button, and someone will be contacting you within a week to schedule a meeting to get together to talk about how we might be able to help you. I'd also like to acknowledge and thank the sponsors who help bring this program to you each week. They are Associated Bank, Epiphany Law, Albertson Hailing Accounting Firm, the Venture Center, and a very special thank you to the Business News for helping to promote our program in their biweekly newspaper. And if you have not subscribed to the Business News yet, you need to. It's $18 a year. It's very good news information about business, and they do a very good job. So if you haven't picked it up yet, you see it in a store, pick it up, read it, and then subscribe. It's a very, very, very good publication. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, our guest this morning, Cheryl Perkins, who's the president of Innovation Edge, a company that was started in about the end of 06, and her associate Jeff Lindsay is going to be with us, and he's the director of solution development. So if anyone has need for solution, if you have any questions this morning, please give us a call. I'll be giving out the numbers after the break. We're going to take a little break right here. We're going to come back after the break, and we're going to introduce Cheryl and Jeff, and we're going to have a good show. So tune in. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
LLC or S Corp?
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Hailing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Hailing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Are you an entrepreneur starting up a business? Maybe you've been in business for several years and your company is growing. Either way, you need a trusted legal advisor. Epiphany Law can help. Epiphany Law is a business law boutique that provides expertise to startup and growing businesses. Period. They don't do divorces. They don't chase accident claims. And they don't dabble in criminal law. They pride themselves on providing solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes, and they have the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor. In short, they do business law, and they do it very well. It's been said that an epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way. If you're a business owner who's ready for a fresh, business-focused approach to legal advice, call the business law experts of Epiphany Law today at 920-996-0000 or look them up online at epiphanylaw.com.
The innovation on-ramp starts at the Venture Center. Don't get passed up in the race for innovation. Visit the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. The Venture Center is the leading business innovation center in the New North, with customized programs for entrepreneurs, existing businesses, and corporations. You can learn the basics of starting and managing your own business, or learn how to refine your business skills in the successful Proceed program.
At the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College, you can take your idea to reality. We feature the only digital product fabrication laboratory in the United States designed specifically for entrepreneurs, businesses, and inventors. Our experts will help you design and make a product prototype with desktop electronics, software, and industrial-grade fabrication. Find out more about the Venture Center and the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. Tony Bush here. You're listening to Biz Talk on the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY Radio. And our guests this morning are Cheryl Perkins, the founder and president of Innovation Edge, and her associate, Jim Lindsay, who is the director of solution development at Innovation Edge. Good morning, Cheryl. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you here this morning. Tell us about Innovation Edge. What does Innovation Edge do? And it sounds like it's a very good name. The smile on your face and the energy. Tell us what it's all about.
Thanks, Tony. We're a strategic innovation consulting firm. We refer to the great team we have as the fearless champions of innovation. They bring many years of experience in different industries together. And what we really try to do is demystify innovation. You know, innovation's hard. It's not easy to do. And so we try to work with our individual clients across industries, right, regardless of size. You know, we work with companies of 25 people up to 90,000 people.
Wow.
So regardless of size, regardless of location, U.S. versus global, we really try to leverage the experience and knowledge we have to help them figure out where to grow, how to grow, where they can bring new products to market, and just instill the best discipline or practices to make innovation stick.
Make innovation stick. What is innovation if we're making innovation stick?
Yeah, and I'll start, but Jeff, chime in here. You know, there's lots of inventors in mm-hmm. corporations, organizations, yep. out on their own. They create, they take something from an idea into that invention.
Mm-hmm.
But the challenge is, how do you convert that invention to something that actually delivers value, mm-hmm. economic value, mm-hmm. for the stakeholders, mm-hmm. be it end users, be it the company, be it yep. the government, whoever that is.
Value.
So, exactly. Mm-hmm. So we really help them craft the value proposition and figure out, with the right partnerships, how can they actually make that value proposition work in the market. So the true value is really not there till you actually get it into the market. Jeff, you want to add on to that?
Or? And there's a term I like to use. It's social adoption.
Okay.
There was a great economist a number of decades ago, Joseph Schumpeter. He wrote some really foundational books about innovation and what it takes to make business go. And he really understood what the fire of innovation and what drives and makes innovators so passionate about their work. And he pointed out, reminded us all, that there's no innovation unless there's social adoption, unless the concept spreads, in a sense goes viral, and starts changing the world. A great invention in somebody's garage is not an innovation yet.
Isn't it kind of like Malcolm Gladwell's book, Tipping Point?
Yeah,
absolutely.
You have an innovation, an idea of something, and then in his book he talks about how it hits a tipping point. All of a sudden it caught fire, the social adoption part.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So until it spreads, it's not really an innovation.
What was that economist's name?
Joseph Schumpeter.
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 Going to have to read that one.
I think, Tony, right now that the challenge is that organizations, companies are really struggling with how to get top-line growth and how to bring true innovation to market. Lots of companies in this economic time had to focus on bringing things to market faster, cheaper, better. But where's the true disruption? Where's the true innovation coming from?
Mm-hmm.
And what we try to do is really help these corporations or organizations see what barriers or things are preventing them from getting things to market.
What obstacles are out there?
Exactly.
Maybe competition.
Right.
Maybe they don't have the right people on staff. They don't have the right relationships with the correct, like a marketing firm or an
they don't
account.
Have the right partners involved maybe with their proposition. And so that was really the stimulus of, you know, all the capabilities we try to build is how do we take what they have as strengths and make them more enablers mm-hmm. for getting things to market, but how do we actually minimize the barriers
right.
that prevent them from taking things to market?
Cheryl, how did this all start? There must have been an innovation moment for you.
Right.
You came from a corporate world,
right.
and about 2006, you started your company.
Right.
Can you just kind of tell us how
sure.
that started?
Yeah, I worked for Kimberly-Clark, great company, great brands, great people.
Oh,
I
yes.
loved what I did. I was responsible for innovation there. But what was interesting is in that 2004 to 2006, we started seeing huge opportunities for partnerships, you know, innovating across industries. Mm-hmm. And we at Kimberly-Clark at that time actually started reaching out to partners in the food area or in the high-tech area and tried to bring inventions to innovations through these partnerships. And I got really excited about that and saw lots of opportunity in this space called open innovation. And so I just really personally wanted to form the company to really be out there to be the stimulus to bring the right partners together to help people be more successful in bringing their inventions to market.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting because our client base is not just companies. We work with inventors. So we have a group of the company focused on these organizations, but we also have people focused on invention. And innovators, and how we help them.
New stuff.
Exactly.
New stuff.
New disruptive things,
yep.
and how do we help them actually enable them to bring those things to market? And that's part of Jeff's role is, you know, how do we get the right protection around what they have, help them find the right partners, and actually bring things to market?
Now, if some of our listeners are involved in doing international work, this is something that when you're talking about protection, you hear a lot of things about a lot of pirating going on overseas, and it happens here too. But is this something that your firm could help with?
Yeah, absolutely. And Jeff, why don't we dive into this a little bit? But what we try to do is really from the onset, we have this thing we call circuit of innovation. How do we complete the circuit?
Mm-hmm.
They come to us with an invention. We work to protect the assets and ensure that the assets have the protection they need, not only in the U.S., but globally, if mm-hmm. that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We help them create a marketing business plan, and then from that, we help go out and pitch to different companies to actually help them find a pathway to get to that value proposition. So the reason we call it this circuit of innovation, if you think about a circuit, unless all those things are connected, the energy doesn't flow.
Exactly.
So we're helping them connect the right parts in mm-hmm. order to allow the energy to flow. But Jeff, why don't we talk a little bit about these inventors briefly?
Sure. One of the challenges that a lot of people have, they come up with a great idea, a great concept, mm-hmm. and they feel like now the world will beat a path to my door and wealth will start flowing. Some of them even go the extra mile and get a patent of some kind, an application filed. And then they may wonder, okay, now where's my check? Because I've got a patent. The reality is there's a lot of steps between the great invention in the garage and that social adoption that changes the world. And those steps include having both a marketing strategy, as Cheryl mentioned, also a good intellectual asset strategy that's more than just getting a patent filed.
Mm-hmm.
Your intellectual assets, the thing that protects what you have that's different, that's useful to other people, there's many aspects to that. It can include domain names, trademarks, having the right URLs to
branding.
Branding is all part of that. And many people overlook that until it's too late. Many people don't understand how important that is.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have something that people are willing to pay for and that makes you different and that they can't just simply knock off and steal.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to worry about this. So we work with inventors to help them make sure they've got a strong portfolio of intellectual assets. I'm a patent agent. I was corporate patent strategist for years at Kimberly-Clark Corporation before joining Cheryl's
group. You certainly
group.
Know your way around that legal world, then.
Have some experience with that.
Yes.
And have seen many of the what we call fatigue factors. In fact, that's the whole theory of the book, that there are fatigue factors that stand in the way of this social adoption of the innovation. that hinder the journey of the innovator. And we have to help them through some of these barriers, overcome some of these obstacles to get out to the market, get connected to the right partners, have the right strategy, have the right story that can help sell the concept.
When we go into clients, we use a diagnostic tool to kind of assess where their enablers, but also where their barriers are. One of the things that we see most often is one of the factors is this not invented here, NIH. And the challenge here is that often someone comes up with that idea, but how would I convince you, Tony, that this is your idea and that you want to be involved and you want to partner in order to get to market to value it?
Right.
So part of it is that translation of an individual idea or invention to a value proposition and getting you, for instance, in this example, to buy in that you want to invest your time and effort in that. What we see in a lot of organizations, not just corporations, but even nonprofits or government agencies, is that someone has a great idea, but they can't get the buy-in and the group around them. They can't influence them. So it's a lot of soft skills. They can't influence them to pick it up and run with it and help execute it, you know.
Cheryl, I'd like to give out the phone numbers, so if folks would like to call in and ask a question, in Appleton, it's 281-1150. If you have a question for Cheryl or Jeff on something about that might apply and help you in your business, call us at 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, give us a call on the Metricom toll-free line, TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. As you're speaking about the application or getting the patent idea and then how do I get the social adoption, the buy-in, when I was a lender, I was been lending for 30 years, so many business people come into the bank, and it happens all the time. They're very good at what they do. They're very, very good machine shop owners or landscapers or contractors, whatever it is. But when it comes to this financial stuff, they just don't understand how to read a financial statement, yet it's such an integral part of the success of their company. So it's really basically the same thing. A business owner can be very good at what they do, but they may not realize what they have in their little company yet.
Right.
There could be some real value there that they don't even recognize.
Right. And that's why we spend a lot of time within this circuit of innovation really determining what that value proposition should be and can be.
Mm-hmm.
And once we do that, then we actually go out and socialize it with potential target companies. So if we're trying to sell an invention, then we go out and try to connect with those companies and say, does this value proposition fit with your portfolio? Where are you going with your growth? And so what's needed in our company is we combine our work with corporations and organizations with these inventors, and often we're able to bring these solutions forward into a place where they create the value.
And it's really an education on your part. You're educating the business owner. Sometimes they've never been there before, so you have to take them by the hand and kind of walk them through. Cheryl, we have a caller this morning. Good morning, Ben. Welcome to the program.
And how are you?
I'm fine, Ben. Do you have a question for our guest?
I have an idea which I designed and made. I used to work at Tool & Die Design here in Green Bay.
Sure.
I'm calling from Ledgeview. But now it's a marker, and I had mine up 2 years. It's worked beautifully. And what it is, it tells you when your mail is here or not.
It tells you what, Ben?
It tells you from your house if the mail person has come.
Oh, the mail has been arrived. Okay.
And, and I've got a few out there, and they love it. Especially people living out in the rural areas.
And what's your question? What's your question, Ben?
How do I get this to a market area? I've been listening to you, but is there a number to call?
Yes, we have some numbers we'll give out for so that you can give Cheryl or Jeff a call. And we'll also give out their website address. But I think Cheryl would like to respond to your question.
Okay. Yeah, Ben, thank you for calling in. With any type of idea like this, the first question I'd ask is, have you done any searching and looked at protecting that idea in terms of developing any intellectual property?
That's the biggest thing that scares me, yeah. Because once it's out there, someone's going to duplicate.
Right. Well, it sounds like you have some prototypes, so at least you've demonstrated that, you know, it can be done. I think the most important thing now is to get that protection. We will, like, you know, follow up with us. Actually, we'll give you our number, I'm sure, later in the program. But that most important thing to start that circuit of innovation is to make sure you've got those assets.
Excuse me. I'm out in the garage.
Oh, okay.
No problem.
Excuse me.
We're glad you're listening. So what you want to do is call our number, our main number, 920.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, 920.
967. 0470, and we'll talk you through this, but most importantly, we got to get that first step of seeing, is there an opportunity to get intellectual protection or not?
One of the big challenges, Ben, that many inventors need to understand that if their invention has been used in public, there's been some kind of public disclosure, or it's been offered for sale even without a successful sale, if it's been offered for sale for over a year, usually you're not going to be able to seek patent protection on whatever was out there in public. Now, your next generation may have patentable or novel material, but for something to be patented, it has to be novel, useful, and non-obvious. And that novelty requirement, you get a one-year grace period right now in the United States. Once there's been some kind of public disclosure, you've got 1 year to file a patent application. But many times people come to us with something that's been in use. Their friends, neighbors have been using it for 3 or 4 years. And sometimes it's just too late. But there's still other ways to protect what you've got besides a patent.
So we'll go through a list of questions with you and try to determine if we think there's a way to get that protection or not. So, again, thanks for calling in, Ben, and have a great day.
You too. Thank you very much for the tip.
Thanks for listening, Ben. Have a great weekend. We're coming up on a break right now, Cheryl, so we're going to take a little break, and we'll come back to Cheryl and Jeff from Innovation Edge right after the break. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
401k or simple IRA?
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. An epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. Tony Bush here, and we have a great program going this morning. Cheryl Perkins, the president and founder of Innovation Edge, and her associate, Jeff Lindsay, who is the director of solution development. I love that title, solution development, not problem resolution. It's a positive solution development. We know the solution. We have to develop it now. And we're talking about innovation and what Cheryl and her associates like Jeff at her company can do to help you in your business. Before the break, we had taken a call from Ben about a proprietary device he had developed, and we need some help on that. And you had referred to a book. Tell us about the book.
Yeah, I'll start, and Jeff can dive deep into the factors. You know, many companies I mentioned and sectors are struggling in this economic time to really get to true innovation. And what we see on an ongoing basis is corporations showing signs of what we've coined innovation fatigue. And so companies struggling to really get to where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many factors that I'll have Jeff talk through a little bit. But regardless if you're a leader, an employee, an inventor, you want success mm-hmm. in what you're doing from an innovation perspective. This book captures through a lot of case studies and a lot of tips the way to do that. You know, what are those factors? How can you overcome those factors? And how do you become aware and watch out for what those factors are?
And measuring and progress.
Absolutely. And there's a whole section on measuring that we'll talk a little bit about.
Good.
So, Jeff, why don't you start by talking
sure.
the overall factors, and then we'll dive into some
sure.
other
and
things.
The book is called Conquering Innovation Fatigue. It was mm-hmm. published just recently, 2009, by John Wiley & Sons, which was our first choice for a publisher, so we're very excited by that.
Very good.
Cheryl McCoon, Karin Jkar, Cheryl Perkins, myself are the co-authors that put this book together. It's a work that brings very diverse perspectives together, understanding this journey of the innovator. And it's different than most business books. Most business books dealing with innovation are preaching to the CEO, saying, here's what you got to do. It's all about leadership. And yes, it is all about leadership, but they miss the fact that innovation takes place in the heart and mind of individuals.
Down on the front line.
Exactly.
Yes. That's where the solutions are.
Exactly. If you don't understand what's going on with the individuals, what barriers they face, the burdens, the challenges, the difficulties, the threats, the mistakes they make, then preaching to the CEO is not necessarily going to change that.
That's more of an ego trip.
That's
when
you're
just about. Talking to the CEO all the time. And I mean, Deming demonstrated going to Japan and helping with the auto industry and mm-hmm. creating solutions at the front line instead of bringing a crew of engineers in. The folks who build the car know what's more efficient way to put the door on.
But I think you have to look at all aspects, the individual inventor, the people aspects,
yes.
the organizational
yes.
aspects. But then think of how we are yes. all impacted by external factors right now.
Yes.
All the regulatory, government-related things. So, you know, what we've done is define these nine factors to be aware of, to watch out for.
Nine innovation fatigue factors, major barriers that stop innovation from occurring.
And they're in the
how
book.
To overcome them, yes.
Conquering innovation fatigue.
Yes.
It's in the book.
Yes, so we have a grid, that, and as Cheryl mentioned, there's sort of three columns in this grid. There are these personal level factors, mm-hmm. factors that occur at the human, the to-human interaction level. That
right.
includes things like theft of the innovation, or in some cases, deficiencies of the innovators themselves, the mistakes they make
sure.
that can lead to shutting down their own hopes for innovation.
Sure.
There are factors that occur at the organizational level. This can include flaws in judgment, that where you do need to preach to management or the CEO.
Sure.
But it can also include cultural issues, where there might be a cultural impediment to open innovation, or we
right.
call it open innovation fatigue. It's
mm-hmm.
sort of like the corporate version of not invented here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, in spite, even if you do everything mm-hmm. right at the personal level, at the corporate and organizational level, there are still external factors that can shut you down if you don't understand them. This can
mm-hmm.
include challenges in patent law. This can include some of the tax and regulatory burdens that might interfere with university-industry relationships. There are many things that can shut down small businesses and entrepreneurs. If you don't understand those, know how to overcome them, you can find yourself suffering from innovation
yep.
fatigue very quickly.
I'd like to give out the phone numbers quickly, Cheryl, if anyone would like to call in. The phone number in Appleton is 281-1150. Give us a call if you have a question on innovation. If you're listening and you'd like to just ask a question of Cheryl or Jeff, 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, give us a call on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line, 1-866-887-1150. Cheryl.
Yeah, often we get asked, you know, who's the intended audience for the book? And I think it's good, Tony, just to highlight that
mm-hmm.
a little bit, because
sure.
what we have is a richness of case studies,
mm-hmm.
but we look at it from all perspectives, the innovator, the corporation or organization, and the outside.
All the stakeholders
involved. I just like to share kind of who we thought the intended audience
sure.
were. So
very good.
Obviously, inventors like Ben that
mm-hmm.
we heard from earlier today. R&D team members in various organizations, people that have been charged with innovating.
Research and development.
Absolutely.
Players, yeah.
Also universities, You know, right now, universities are a hub for some of these inventions, mm-hmm. and they do.
Right here in Appleton, we have the Fox Valley Technical College with the...
Fab Lab.
Mm-hmm.
Right, absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We'd like to also have government leaders look at this. We know the challenges that are out there in terms of bringing disruption and things that will make our government efficient and more effective. Small business owners, you know, there's a lot of tips in here and case studies that they could apply to their own business. Corporate CEOs, we have corporate leaders. We have quite a few endorsement from corporate leaders in terms of how they saw the book and what they could gain from that. And really, lastly, anyone that is struggling right now to get an idea or invention to market, there's something in this book. There's case studies from Hewlett-Packard, Chevron, Kraft, and you might say, well, how can I learn from those types of corporations? But when you break it down to the individual fatigue factors...
Same formula.
Absolutely. You'll be able to find things mm-hmm. in your innovation journey mm-hmm. and cues for success. I think, Jeff, what would be really great is to talk like Orion Energies or one of these case studies.
Sure. There are some. Wisconsin is actually a hotbed for innovation. A lot of people don't realize that.
Very entrepreneurial and inventive.
Absolutely.
Yes. So we have experienced both examples of severe innovation fatigue in Wisconsin, as well as great examples of innovation success stories.
When you're done with the case study, I'm tempted to ask you about our state government, but maybe we won't go there.
Well, actually, I heard Governor Doyle on Earth Day celebrating one of the key companies we highlight in
great.
Innovation fatigue, and
that would be
Orion Energy Systems.
Mm-hmm.
Orion Energy Systems is a Wisconsin company out in Manitowoc and Sheboygan Falls. Neil Fairfirth is their key champion of innovation and their CEO. And what they do, they deal with energy efficiency. So they go into a warehouse or a company and they take out their low efficiency lighting, and they've innovated through every part of the supply chain around lighting to come up with extremely innovative, high energy efficiency lighting systems. In one company, they went to Bemis Corporation in
sure.
Sheboygan Falls, and fraud alarms went off with the power company because the power usage in Sheboygan Falls at this large company dropped 50% overnight. And the electric company, utility company, thought somebody is playing with the grid. Somebody's bypassing the meters. They went out to inspect.
Shook them up a little bit, didn't it?
It wasn't thieves or crooks. It was Neil Fairfirth, who had just lowered their energy usage by 50%.
My goodness.
And
what a payback that must have been.
Exactly.
In fact, President Obama had him side by side, stood next to him, and for 4 minutes talked about Orion Energies last year in one of his speeches. So he's gotten some very high-level publicity. But the story behind it is one of overcoming innovation barriers in case after case where they've applied a great deal of creativity. They had, for example, a case where one of the creative things they're doing is finding new business models and how to share energy, how to get people collaborating to put energy back to the grid when it's needed.
So it sounds like Orion is where the rubber meets the road. It's not just the marketing hype you hear about green buildings and green,
no.
mean green and all that. They're just out there doing it. They're doing their thing and they're not letting anything get in their way.
Well, and the beauty of it, Tony, is they looked at every single
right.
aspect of that supply chain.
Yes.
And they innovated
yes.
along that entire supply chain.
They had a solution
chain.
For it and they applied it.
Exactly. So it was this end-to-end holistic look at where they could make a difference. And by doing that, all those things added up as positives to get to the final outcome.
And that's the challenge any entrepreneur faces when they're starting a company. Do it. Just go do it.
Right.
If you think there's a wall in front of you, there's a way around the wall. There's a door to get through it. There's a way to
but
get over the
wall.
You
have to get the right help. You have to get people with
absolutely.
Experience, with talent. They can do it.
That's exactly right. You
and
can't
do
it alone.
No, and what we see, and that's why we're so excited about this concept of open innovation, when people holistically look at the end-to-end business model and involve partners with synergistic capabilities, they will get there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think where we see people failing and not succeeding is when they try to do it themselves and they dive into one aspect and try to innovate in that piece alone, but then the supporting pieces around the business model don't make it happen.
They are operating in an environment and they have to be aware of what's going on around them and anticipate some obstacles. But you can't do that if you've never done it before. You're going to fall hard. If you work with people who've done that before and have experience dealing with those obstacles, it's an easier journey.
Well, and there's great resources right here in the Valley for this. I mean, mm-hmm. the Amy Peach and the whole Venture Center.
Absolutely.
The Fab Lab for prototyping, SCORE. You know, companies like Innovation Edge. There's people that you reach out to
yep.
that can help enable you to do that.
Let me give you a quick example of why
sure.
it's so important to have these outside eyes. Right here in Appleton, we have Appleton Paper.
Yep.
This company led the way. They were like the world leaders in microencapsulation technology. They found this way to take chemicals, put little tiny capsules around them, and this is where we get this the no-carbon required copy paper, where they have these two different chemicals, both clear. You squish it with a pen, breaks the dye, and causes this reaction that makes the dye occur. You get the carbonless copy paper. That technology has been around for 50 years, and they've been focusing on how to make that paper better, how to make that market better, and finding some nice expansions. But it wasn't until outside eyes came in and worked with them on innovation with that technology that they realized, oh my goodness, this could be used to make all sorts of other products. And now P&G, for their Downy product, is coming to Appleton Paper. They're buying millions of dollars of product from Appleton Paper
mm-hmm.
to put the fragrance in the Downy fabric softener.
It's amazing.
Totally, because, again, we all know the paper industry has been under fatigue, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
here's Huge. Existing technology that they have found a way to go to the next level of performance in new industrial applications where a partner, Procter & Gamble, is doing wonderful things with it.
It's a great partner to have.
Yeah, absolutely. There's many other partners out there like that, too.
There are. So. We're coming up on another break, Cheryl and Jeff, so we're going to take our break, and we'll come back on the other side for the final segment of the program. Folks, you're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping?
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Tomorrow's innovation starts today in the Fab Lab. The Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College is an innovation center where any product you can think of becomes reality. Perfect for independent inventors or business product development, the Fab Lab helps you create a product prototype. Our product design and fabrication experts teach inventors, entrepreneurs, or students how to use desktop digital technology to create product prototypes. Here's how the Fab Lab has helped.
Any industry like ours dreams about having cutting-edge equipment, but we don't have the time to learn how to operate it or the money to purchase it. The Fab Lab solves that.
How can you get your product or idea into the Fab Lab? Attend our free Explore the Fab Lab sessions or meet with our team members who will help you design a customized plan to create your product or test your idea. Find out more about how the Fab Lab can innovate your business. Visit us online at www.fvtc.edu/fablab or call 920-993-5177.
And welcome back to BizTalk. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio. We are having a wonderful conversation this morning with Cheryl Perkins, the president and founder of Innovation Edge, and her associate, Jeff Lindsay, who has the best title, Director of Solution Development at Innovation Edge. Cheryl, would you give out your contact data, your phone number, and your website or
sure,
email
Tony.
Address.
Yep. Our number to reach our team is 920-967-0470. And you can also look at our website, innovationedge.com. And again, for any of us, Jeff, myself, or others, it's usually the first initial, C, last name Perkins at Innovation Edge if you want to reach any of us directly, or Jay Lindsay, or any of our other team members. But if you go out to the website, you'll be able to see, again, descriptions of our fearless champions of innovation and how you can reach them.
Cheryl, during the break, we were talking about measurements. You want to mention a little bit on measurements, how to know what you're doing here?
Yeah, we talked a lot, Tony, about this journey of innovation, and measures or metrics are so important to that. You know, measures come in various shapes, colors, sizes, and in fact, we found often companies don't have a lot of innovation measures. They're not clearly defined, and so it's hard to measure progress. Often with innovation, they want to look at financial measures, which are absolutely important.
Yep.
But as you know, in taking something to market, that's a lagging measure. It takes time in order to get the growth and profitability. So we have started doing some work with a lot of our clients looking at other measures that can help. So from the beginning of the time that you're looking at your invention and innovation, you can look at the results, what you're delivering, but also the process. You know, how are you getting there? What are the types of things that you're getting there? So we recommend a handful of measures. We never like to see more than five measures. If you try to measure 20 things, they get in conflict with each other.
They start duplicating themselves.
Exactly.
Number 8 is the same as number 2.
Exactly. Yep. And then different parts of the organization are operating off of different measures, which doesn't help either. So we try to focus on results measures and process measures. You know, how well have you implemented new processes around innovation?
Mm-hmm.
Are you tracking how many people have been trained? Those types of things.
If I could interject, Cheryl, this is a never-ending job, right?
Absolutely.
There's no finish line. When you think you got it, there's more to be done.
Well, then you need to change your measures, because that means you've reached a certain level of maturity and you need to find new measures. So it has to become part of the culture.
If it ain't broke, fix it.
Exactly. The one thing that I think organizations don't look enough at in measures is the behavioral relationship measures.
Yes.
And that's a lot of what we talked about in the book. Some of the fatigue factors is, you know, are people behaving the way they should behave to drive the culture where it needs to be? So things around, you know, how many sponsors exist for projects? Do people have all the tools they need to really do the job well? But who's managing the relationship? You know, we talked about lots of partnerships in this hour here.
Who's doing what, and when is it supposed to get done?
Clearly defined. Exactly. Yeah. Clearly defined roles and responsibilities. So we can't talk enough about how important it is from the beginning to have measures.
What's the name of the book again?
Conquering Innovation Fatigue.
Okay.
John Wiley and Sons.
John Wiley and Sons. Yeah. Is it available at Amazon?
On Amazon.
Book Barnes & Noble.
You can
absolutely
go to innovationedge.com also.
Good.
Innovationfatigue.com is a blog supporting it.
And before we run out of time, I want to thank you for being on the program, but I also want to announce with great deal of innovative enthusiasm and excitement and passion that both of you are going to be featured speakers on September 30th, a Thursday, when SCORE conducts its day-long entrepreneurial education event. We do that every year.
Right.
And you are both going to be there as featured speakers participating with the folks who attend out at the Bordini Center. It's a day-long event on September 30. And if you in the audience would like to know more about that, go to scorefoxcities.com and you'll be able to read the information that's out there. And we're putting out we're going to be doing some marketing on that, and it's going to be on a website. We'll be marketing that. But if anyone wants to know about innovation, write down the date, September 30. It's a Thursday, all day. You're going to get a great deal of information. And if you don't come with a bag to carry some passion home, you're going to get a lot of passion to take home anyway.
Yeah, Tony, we're really looking forward to that event. And we will also help promote it with our clients as
great.
Well.
A lot of content.
Well, we've come up to the bumper music. And as our custom is, we ask you to leave a biz tip, a little pearl of wisdom. Cheryl and Jeff?
Yeah, what I'd say is solutions can come from very unexpected places. So it's really important to think holistically about how can I get my invention to market, but reach out, find partners that have capabilities you don't have, and you will get there.
And for any business leaders out there, I would say listen to the voice of the innovator. Your corporation can be cheering innovation, but if you don't know what's happening in the ranks and the barriers individuals are facing, you're missing something. You've got to have their heart and mind on your team.
Cheryl and Jeff, thank you very much for being our guests this morning. It was a great program. Great to have you on. Hope to have you back in the future.
Thank you,
Tony.
Have a great weekend, Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.